Welcome after a very, very, very long break to Backpass with Ras, and this is your host, Ras. Again, without my co-host, Kel, which is a pity, but well, I hope he's listening wherever he is when this show is released, that is. So, as you can see, I'm rocking the Backpass with Ras tea. This is the Backpass with Ras tea. We're selling it. You can get it. Get the links on our Instagram page. We've got it in black and white, so I hope you do support us. Anyways, today's episode, I've got two guests. I think you can already guess who the guests are in the background by looking at my background, the poster here. And I've got two guests who I would say they were called the boys of 1994. They were boys then, they are men now. Very much. First up, we've got Lee Manhorn and Mr. Samavira Basri. How are you doing, legends? How are you doing, guys?
We are doing good. Thank you very much. Likewise to you.
Yep, I'm doing fine as well. Thank you for taking the time out to speak to us today. And I hope this episode will bring back some really fond memories and also probably reflecting a bit on what has happened in the recent past in Singapore football as well. As much as you can share as well, you know, because I can understand some of you probably be, you know, can't say too much, but yeah, as much as you can share, of course. But again, coming back to that point, the climate right now around Singapore football, not really great. A lot of pessimism, a lot of negativity. And I always notice this, that whenever people talk about Singapore football and they use a team as a benchmark, they always use the 1994 team as a benchmark. And it's always called the Malaysia Cup winning 1994 team. But in actual fact, that season, 1994, Singapore didn't just win the Malaysia Cup, they won the Malaysia League as well. So we completed a double that season. And despite that, after 1994, Singapore went on to win 4 AFF Cups. But despite that, the 1994 team is always the benchmark. Any idea, guys, why is that so? Why is this belonging Singaporeans have to this team? Can you guys probably share your opinions on this?
Man, I talk first.
I talk first.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, anyway. I guess the 94 teams is made up of about 2 to 3 foreign players. And yeah, then the rest of it are all the local boys. And also, during that time, the Malaysia Cup era is still around, even before me and Weda played. So I think the connection is there. And also, one thing is about the team. We have youngsters. We have Tong Hai Sai, which is about 24, 25. And then we have another level of senior players like Fandi, Abbas, Malik, Yang Jung, all these things, including all the foreign players. So it's very balanced, you know. And and I think the football that we played last time was a bit more aggressive and a bit more committed. And I think we all agree that during our training, all these things, we are always giving 100%. Even without dribbling the ball, we will still keep key because we want to get into the first 11. And it's a very serious in terms of training. So when it comes to the game, you know, Fandi Malik asks you to do whatever he needs you to do, you better do it. Either you're going to run your legs off, you have to do it. You understand that? So
yeah.
So I think when everybody talks about the recent performance of these things, and they always recall our group, our team. So it's more, they are more connected to us, I guess, for that period of like the 30 years old, 40 years old, and even the 50 years old.
Yeah.
So that period of time, everybody watched Malaysia Cup. And even me, when I'm not in the team, when I was a youngster, I would go all the way to the stadium and watch. So the connection is there. So every time when we compare, it's always end up our era on that side. And also involve Fandi, Malik, and some of the well-known boys over there. So I think every time when you talk, I always come across Malaysia Cup team, all these things. But some will disagree because we're playing against the states, those Malaysian states. So they always argue that you're not playing against the
national
countries.
Team. Yeah.
But then I think when you look at our international games during that period, we even beat Qatar. You can ask Weira. We even beat a Qatar team. We even travel all the way to Iran and play all those top teams, Estegal, losing. We didn't lose. We draw. So if you're talking about comparison of now and then, the result is better than now. That's what I feel.
Yeah. Certainly. Vira, yourself, you want to add on to that?
I think when I step in, right, in a team, I think we are like family. Yeah? Okay. Mm. So for me, because I'm a rookie, so I always look forward to the senior players. Eh? So and also the senior players always guide, especially like Malik Awang, you know. So for me, it's a privilege to be in the team. So, but like one Manhorn said, when it comes to training, there's no nonsense. We give 100%. So there's time for us to joke around. There's time for us to be serious. So, but in the like small sided game, everybody give 100%. Because, like for me, even though I'm rookie, I also want to be part in the first 11. But not easy because I got to fight with Manhorn, I got to fight with Steven Tan, I got to fight with Sazwadi Matadasuki, Malik Awak, yes. Rafi Ali, so many players.
Very good competition.
Very, very.
It's very tough. It's very tough, actually.
But to be in the first 18, which is, I mean, it's a bonus. Eh?
Yeah. And before we continue, Vira, I just want you to stand up and show people what you're wearing.
Not the bottom up, because bottom.
Yeah, not the bottom. You don't see that. Yeah, that is it. Yeah. And this is authentic. This is his actual jersey that he wore.
This is my actual jersey. Yeah.
In that Malaysian League campaign. So, you know, thanks a lot for showing this to us. You know,
I still keep it since 1994.
And you can still fit it. That's a great compliment to you.
Because those days,
it's a baggy, right?
People like to wear big.
Yeah.
Not like Stuart Pearce.
Yes. Okay, Manhorn, you had an opportunity to go out to that then known as Czechoslovakia train, right? With FC Nitra. How did that opportunity come about and what was that experience like?
When I was 16-17, I think I was playing the school team. So when it comes to that this Kochatong talent scout scheme or something like that, so my school sent me to the trial. So the very first year was so many boys. You know, you can see almost hundreds of them at Jalan Besar, the old Jalan Besar stadium. So I was a bit shy because I never come across all this. So I was just going to try that, you know. But at the end of the day, they downsized to 49 kids. So Rafi Nazri was there. They're already very well known. So we, you know, when you look at all these boys coming in, you have no chance. But then end up, I was in the first, the last 15. So we keep playing games, But end of the day, it's Nazri, Saniza, and Rafi Ali went.
Okay.
Yeah, correct. So I'm not disappointed because I know that I won't get it. I won't get it because of the first year. So the second year came. So I tell myself I need to get into the selection again. So I tried very hard. So in the end, we have five boys went over. So I'm one of them. Yeah.
All right.
It was very good. Very good. So it's very professional.
What do you learn from there? What do you learn from that experience?
In terms of skills, we're quite level with them. It's only the physique. The training is very hard. When we go there, it's pre-season. So the only thing is that you do is keep running. And with the language barrier, we don't understand what's going on. You know, the broken English with them. And whenever the boys running, we just run. And I remember the very first day we reached there, we went to the forest. You know, the so-called their training camp. Yeah. And we didn't know what's going on. So they said, just wear your shoes, your boots. And they gave us a medicine ball, which is about 5 kg. And we keep running non-stop. All
with
the way
ball.
To go nowhere. Yeah, with the ball. So we thought that we're going to take the medicine ball and run to maybe a few and play. But all the way to about 5-8 clicks, run back again. So we thought finish already, right? Yeah. So we went to the mountain, a small hill. It's going up and down. It's so scary. So
it's
after
a killer,
the first day,
this one.
After the first day, everybody wants to go back. So we are so not used to it. But then gradually, when we start playing, start having physical, all these things, and we compete with the boys, we find that well, the Asian boys which we have over there are more skillful than them, and it's only the physique, their staminas are better than us. So you learn a lot about those body contact, not to gonna be
when strong you play, you have to be
correct, and then you got to think fast.
Yeah.
You know, so when you know that this opponent, we play a few games there with the local, and I mean the local division one team. So you got to think fast and you got to move fast. So that one, I think, the boys did well. They did well over there.
Okay, and yeah, this is FC Nitra, the senior team that you train with, senior team.
The senior team is having their off season, so we train the second team. The second team. Yes, correct. And we train for almost from day one all the way to the end. And one thing about it is the very first year, Nazri had an offer to stay back. Rafi and Nazri, but not long, to stay back and train longer. So that was the first year. Then the second year, my batch, they wanted me to stay. They wanted me and Rudy Karun to stay, but the FAI say, you have to come back. So it's a waste.
Yeah, pity indeed. But correct, at that time, have you already served your national service?
Not yet. I'm only 16 or 17.
Okay.
Yes, correct.
Probably that's why they called you back, FAS.
And also, I think
the government calls.
So they thought we'll run away, right? No. So what happened was, I think after I came back, we have a pre-Olympic tournament or something like that. For the under 19 or something. Mm. So Robert Lim was the coach. So maybe because of that, I had to come back and play.
Okay. Yeah. And Veera, yourself, do you have any opportunity to train overseas?
No, not at all. I'm a kampung boy.
All right. So you picked up football in the kampung.
So not recognized. Only my shine, my charm came when I was in the national service. That's where.
Correct. Every time we play against police, it's only Veera is running. So we're always very aware of him. So once he gets the ball, we kick it. But he's very fast and he's very hot temper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Always remember
and
that.
And Manhon, at that time, you're playing for the army or who?
No, I'm playing for Tiong Bahru. And then he's playing for police.
Tiong Bahru. Yeah. Okay.
Veera, you're left wing or right wing?
Left.
Left wing. So we already aim at him. So once he get the ball, we'll kick him, agitate him, you'll get yellow card. This is what we always do.
Have you managed to get him sent off though?
He's very hot temper. Very hot temper. But
I got record of Ricard.
Yeah.
You remember the record? How many cards you got?
Oh, many. This disciplinary committee give up with me.
Every time they see you, you again.
I can be a small player, but when come to tackling, can be very rough.
In Malay, you say kachi-kachi jili
padi. Yes. Yeah,
all right. Okay, so Veera, coming back to joining the 94 team, how was it like stepping into the dressing room? You know, you would have seen the team, the dream team, the 93 team.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, song. You remember the song they had?
No, the song is in 93. I was
The song was in 93. Yeah. So probably maybe when you stepped into the dressing room, that song would have been going on in your head.
I miss the song. I would have been in. At least I can.
But I think 94, we also have a song. 94, we also have a song. Yeah, correct.
But not as popular as the 93 one. Do you remember the lyrics of it, Manhon?
Wow. I remember. Once when the music on, then I may be able to remember.
You mean what? Come on, everybody. Feel the power.
That was 93. Okay.
93 or 94, I can't remember.
93, that was 93. So what was it like stepping into the dressing room with those players?
Oh, those days, that's because for me, I learned and observe. Especially in during match. Like Fandi, Malik, Kadi. Those days, no headphones. Nothing. Everyone focus. They will like Fandi, they will see and visualize and imagine what gonna do. So when you are out of the dressing room, that's it. Full blast.
All the way, right?
Because Obviously, first is the bonus, huh? Obviously, bonus, huh? And second, you must play with pride because you know, because you the because you represent, you know,
the
the
country.
country. Yeah, but no, you have to give everything.
You got
So
bonuses for what? For appearances,
no
goals.
Bonuses for winning the match. Eh?
Winning the match, okay.
Yeah,
So you get a
so
win bonus. If
you get a win
if you
bonus.
were playing, you play the game, do you get any bonus or
Yeah,
you made
if
it
you
to the
yeah,
bench?
if
Yeah,
you
right.
if you step in 1 minute, you still get the money if you win the
You
team
get a
win.
full bonus, but
Yeah.
if you are not playing there, you have get half. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's how
So
it
that's
works.
why
Okay.
the bench that you're sitting, they got excited when we score.
So players on the bench waiting, 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 waiting.
And in those days, you could only make three or two
Yeah,
substitutions,
three,
right?
three,
Three,
three.
three.
We
Yeah.
got three.
Okay. Yeah. Not like today, you can make five, but yeah. So that three substitutions very, very important.
But I guess Douglas Moore did a very good job in the sense that everybody will have a chance to play, even though in the last 5 steps, 7 minutes or 8 minutes, he'll let those not always playing to get into it and feel the atmosphere, you know. So but it's also which opponents we're playing against. It's very important. Yes, correct.
And yourself, Manhorn, when you stepped into that dressing room, how do you
feel?
I
was in 92, 1992, end of 92, where they got relegated. So when I got called up, I was very surprised because I'm still in school, and I'm the only player that there's no club at all. So I thought it was a joke. So Sivaji said, you come down and train with the team. So just went up. So I'm in awe when I get into the dressing room. I think Wira, last time we have this dressing room is always under the Jalan Besar.
Yeah,
the stand there.
Yeah.
But then that time, I think they're doing some renovation. We are changing at the office itself. It's on the level one, whereby when you want to step it up, there's two flag, Singapore flag there.
Yeah, correct. Yeah,
so yeah, correct. So when I went in, I see everybody there, especially Malik, Sundramuti, you know. So wow, it's like it's so unreal, you know. It's like, what am I doing here? You know?
Yeah.
But then when you start training with them, you can see so much difference. The way they play, the way they behave, you know. And it's really like starstruck. Really starstruck.
Any player that was your favorite before you joined the team?
Oh, I got a few. Tokijan.
Okay.
Lee Tokijan. Hasti
yeah.
Harun. Syed Farouk also. Yaya Madon.
Okay.
Yeah, more on the midfielders lah.
All right.
Correct, correct. But Fandi is definitely everybody's favorite because he has proved himself on the pitch. And then when you got to know him, I think he guides all the youngsters, even though he's mischievous with us. And he always bully us in a way, lah, you know. But it's all fun. It's nothing personal.
Okay. Vira, yourself, any favorites you had in that team before you even joined them?
Favorite?
Yeah.
Of course, Fandi, I still have his photos, all his
Okay.
paper, you know, cutting, all everything is Fandi.
All right.
So
Okay.
He's a favorite football son.
Right.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, we had at the back end of last year, we had an opportunity to interview him as well. It was great fun. He lasted. We had to split it into two episodes because there's
He's
just so much to talk about.
He's a joker.
Yeah,
Actually,
and
when
very nice guy.
Yeah, actually, when you put the voice all back together, even a 20 years difference, like all of a sudden you want us to get everybody. And when you go in the dressing room, everybody is laughing, everybody's having a good time.
The reunion,
even though we don't see them. Yeah, we don't see them for years, and we just, you know, just get together. It's the same old bunch that is, you know,
it's
all laughing and all.
Just that, right?
Yes,
The
correct.
Click. Right.
Correct. So
the
when
feeling
we go
is
to
great.
Training, we feel very happy. Yes, correct. Everybody talks to everybody. It's the best
Yeah.
thing. Yeah.
That's great. That's awesome. Awesome dressing room
Yeah.
atmosphere to have. And,
Yeah.
okay, we all know 1994, the Malaysian teams were all desperate to beat Singapore as well due to that rivalry with the Causeway rivalry that we share. But which was the toughest ground to play in? with the, you know, probably the scariest atmosphere the fans have created for you?
Man, that's yours, man.
Oh.
Yeah,
I
can be
think
anyone's.
If you go down to Sarawak, it's kind of scary.
Yeah.
So before that, they'll have those like a, I don't know whether it's a bomb or something like that. They will walk around the goalpost and then they put some powder on it. So
yes.
We did notice that.
Yeah,
and
thanks
then
for
also the
mentioning
dressing
that.
room. Yeah, so the dressing rooms are very intimidating. You can hear
Okay.
Fans shouting or anything. A few places, it's like you're going down to Terengganu as well, Kelantan, Sabah, and Sarawak. These few places are a bit intimidating when you play. Yeah,
okay.
Correct. So if you're talking about more not so scary ones, will be the bigger stadium at Selangor. We feel like home. We feel at home because the stadium
okay.
is really a bit bigger. But where else, all those small stadiums is a bit scary. Yeah.
Yeah, because the ground is tighter, right? The fans are closer,
correct,
and they come in
correct.
large numbers, packed full house at every game.
And I think we have an incident whereby we play against Kelantan. So what happened was we won 3-2. We won
okay.
3-2 on that day, on that night. We can't go back home. We are in the
oh.
dressing room for almost 2-3 hours, and they're throwing big stones at us. Yeah, so it's very scary. Sometimes you feel like, I don't know whether what's going to happen after that. Yeah.
Oh dear, yeah, that is great. That is scary. On a personal note, I want to ask you, because I'm from Negeri Sembilan, so I want to ask you, what was it like playing there? If you played there before?
Negeri, okay, still not so bad. But I guess when we go to those smaller clubs, Negeri is not very good. But it's not very
yeah,
bad.
Yeah.
So we are quite confident when we go over there. So we just play our game. But then the atmosphere is not as bad as
as yeah,
other
as Kelantan,
stadiums.
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
And you mentioned Sarawak. Yesterday in my WhatsApp exchange with Vira, he mentioned something about Sarawak as well. And I remember as well in those days, playing Sarawak was not easy at all. When you go to Kuching Stadium, it was not
correct,
easy at all.
Correct.
And Vira mentioned
you got
about
one
coming.
John Hunter stadium.
Yes, yes, yes. So Vira mentioned about coming up against him. What's it like playing against him?
My first ever first game ever in the national stadium. So Douglas
yeah.
Moore, hey, Vira, warm up. I mean, okay. And I saw, wow, John Hunter tall. Face like Vinnie Jones, I got scared.
Oh, face like Vinnie Jones. Okay, how like do you feel like he was a giant?
Giant, tall. I'm like so small. He's like wow. I think he's 6 foot.
And
tall.
I think
very tall.
And I think during the time when he plays, his two front teeth is not. He don't have
a
two front teeth.
Yeah.
Yes, correct. I think he took out his denture and he played. I still remember that.
To make him more scarier.
Okay, one. Yes. Yeah. Very scary.
For me, first game, of course, Kerry, I'm young. Step in, I see, this player very tall.
Do you come into any physical contact with him during that time, Vira?
No, because I'm a winger, so he's a striker. So,
in that way, you're thankful you didn't have to come up against him like one of the centre backs.
But I still have the photo with him.
Okay,
still,
oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Fan following, we know this squad has got great fan following, but I want to know about personal fan following. Do you have any fans maybe writing letters to you? Some maybe even stalking you, giving you some, you know, mischievous gifts, you know what I mean?
Oh, this one.
I start with Manhorn on this.
Okay, Manhorn. Manhorn popular.
Yes. I do have. It's from school as well as when you're out with friends. But then there's one very scary one is I think we finished the season already. So what happened was I'm going out to buy a present for my family for Christmas Day. So this reporter asked me, okay, I'm going to follow you, but then I'll be away about 10, 15 minutes and see what's the reaction. So plus I don't drive. So I took a train down from the train or Chilk Road. There's this lane towards Nia City. Wisma. From that part to the end of that part, I can't walk. That means every second I've been stopped. So it's like taking photos, signatures, taking photos, signatures, taking. I have to go inside the shop, buy my things, and I run out. So this that is how crazy that was. They were last time.
And also the thing
is that when correct. The last time you can't really go out. It's that crazy. So when I think about it, it's really that crazy when the fans were watching us play. It's every day, it's like you're walking around, everybody's looking at you. You know, last time I don't like because it's like it's so agitated. So it's like you can't do your things. But end of the day, it's because you are correct. You are playing for Singapore. You're doing something that is good. So we have to live with it. So that time I got used to it after that. Yeah.
Any kind of female fan following you got like that? Maybe someone writing letters to you?
Okay, there's one incident whereby I went for clubbing. I went clubbing with my friend. So I was sitting around there. Then after that, the DJ saw me. So he left. Now I was like, Manon is in the house. So I was shocked. I look around and everybody's looking at me. So a bit shy. So I think that's I still remember it's Christmas. So what happened was they had this lucky draw or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a lucky draw, and then it turned out to be a ladies' panty. You know, it's a ladies' panty. So I can't bring home, right? So end of when they say, oh, it's a ladies' panty, who are you gonna give? So I have to go and look around and pass it to someone. So I pass it to one Chinese girl. Chinese girl. So from then onwards, it's like we still contact like last time. But after that, we stopped contacting again. So it's quite scary like that. Yeah.
Okay, yourself, Veera, anything like that?
If Manhorn shy, I'm more shy.
You believe
me? I have the feeling that, you know, Manhorn is a bit more of a mischievous character. You look at the pictures behind me.
Because
and when I watched him play also, he has that kind of a bubbly, kind of a mischievous character.
Because you see, like for Manhorn, he's been in the team for quite a while, right? But for me, it's my first year. So, of course, I'm very shy. Right.
Yeah.
So, normally we train at
Jalan Besar. You won't be shy when it's a Hard Rock Cafe.
So, normally we train at Jalan Besar Stadium, the old Jalan Besar Stadium. So, all the fans always try to get to know all the new players.
Okay.
So, when they get to know the new players, like for me, it's like, you know, sometimes shy what to speak or to say something. But instead of talking, they give me a letter.
Okay.
So they give me a letter. Some of them give me postcards. Some of them give me gift. So until today, I still have all the letters. And don't forget that they also give me their pager number.
Oh, yeah. Those days, right? Pager. Yeah.
Yeah. So until today, I still have all the letters.
Oh, that's amazing. That's really, really nice of you. And are you a rocker, Veera?
Are you a rocker?
I'm a what?
Rocker. Yeah.
No. Not rocker. I'm a spoiler.
A spoiler, okay. Yeah, you were saying something, Veera.
No. Last time, I was just adding to Veera's one. Last time, whenever we go back home, right, we can't go back at all. The fans will be outside hanging around and it's so difficult for us to go back. You know, so difficult for us to just walk out and go back home. It's impossible. So as what Veera says, sometimes once you go out, it's like a dead end. You will stuck there for one hour or 2 hours. Yeah.
Signing autographs, taking photos.
Yes, correct. Okay. They don't let you go back home.
That is amazing kind of a fan following. You can't imagine that today, you know.
That's how I learned how to sign autograph. You know, I didn't know how to sign.
Lots of practice.
Yeah, a lot of practice.
Okay, now from 1994, we go to your S-League careers. S-League careers. Which club would you say is the club closest to your heart? We start with Manhorn.
I think Tanjung Baga. Tanjung Baga United. So yeah. Tanjung Baga boys are like, Veera is also with me. And it's always very fun when it comes to training. Everybody comes early. You know, sometimes when you want to go for training, you drag yourself to go.
Yeah.
You know, drag yourself to go for training. But this team, which consists of a lot of national boys, we love to go training. You know, we love to go early. We love to go back late. You know, the training is so fun, and then everybody is working very hard. And that club also, when I was young, I always look upon Tiong Bahru's results. So when I got into Tiong Bahru, I was so happy. And then also the surrounding, the boys are all familiar boys. So we love the situation there. Yeah.
All right. Which were the other players around in that team at that time?
We got Steven Tan. We got Song Hai. We got Naha Daud.
We got Basri Halis.
What are we without who? Basri Halis. Then our coach is Robert Lovitz. And then we have Dan Bouger, the black guy. Most of them, we love hanging out. Even before the training, we would go to maybe Delhi, France, I remember. We hang around and everybody go for training. So it's very close. It's very close. Yeah. Okay. Right. And then Veera got a lot of funny stuff.
Okay, then I'll get that from Veera now. So Veera, is that the club closest to your heart as well?
No. Tanjung Pagar is second. The first is Police. Police, my national days time. That's where I get to be spotted and get selected in the national team. So thank to the police coach, which is Sergeant Hassan, then my mentor, which is the player like Yaya Madon, Yaakob Hashim, all these, Tito Kijan, all these senior players. So they always, all these senior players, they always guide me along the way. So that's where, I push myself to the max until I get to the national team. Not easy. My time to get selected in the national team, not easy.
Indeed, I know.
Because the head coach, Douglas Moore, went to watch me play not only one game, so many games, just to see whether I'm consistent in my performance. Not easy.
Yeah, and I'm sure not just consistency, you also would be looking to see whether you fit into the team.
Precise. That's why. I think maybe because my style of play, maybe fancy him because I like to take on the opener one on one. Then with my speed, then I'm brave enough to go. So I think maybe that's my luck.
Okay, and your fondest memory playing in the S League at that time?
Fond.
Yeah.
Man.
You first, huh?
You first. Ladies first.
So mine will be, I think the play for Tampines actually. Tampines Rovers, played there for 4 years. And the very first 2 years, I was the captain. So they appointed me as a captain. So it's a very big privilege for me to captain this Tampines Rovers side. And that year we won the FA Cup. But then unfortunately, in the semi-finals, I think I got injured my meniscus, so I didn't play in the final. So it's kind of
a bummer.
Correct. But I do enjoy my time at Tampines as well.
Okay. And what would you say would be your least fondest memory, something that's probably painful for you to remember from your career?
I think it's in 1998. Wira was in the team with Tanjung Pagar. We have to score, I don't know how many goals in the final game. Because Geylang is on par. Police? Home United, is it? Wira. We are fighting against the Ponds. This is the last day of the game. We have to score, I don't know how many, 5 or 6 goals, remember?
Police, I think.
The S League Tanjung Pagar. We had to win certain games in the last game. But we won 6-2.
I remember. No.
Then we got second and points are the same. So that was one of the biggest moments. I mean the saddest moments. Because end of all our careers, we want to win medals.
Certainly.
So that one's is the S League. Medals, so we got second.
Is it our home game?
Correct.
Okay, so I just did a quick check. It's Singapore Armed Forces that was first.
Who's the Vincent?
Vincent Subramaniam.
Ah, maybe Vincent Subramaniam.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the very close. But we lost both different. Yeah.
All right, now your turn, Veera. Your fondest memory and the most painful one.
Fond.
Yeah.
Fond, I think. Do you remember one that I scored a goal with Tanjung Pagar, the top corner?
Which game?
I was awarded.
Goal of the season.
Week. Yeah, goal of the week.
Goal of the week. Goal of the week. Goal of the week.
Cutting it short.
So that's your fondest memory.
Yeah, but okay. But because I'm always forgetful, you see, so cannot remember too many things. Yeah.
Okay, never mind. That's the first one that comes to your mind. So must be the most fondest and the most painful.
Most painful. Eh?
Yeah, the saddest, most painful one.
Oh, saddest. When I get my contract terminated, that's my saddest. When I was in home United.
Okay.
So that's my first ever as a professional football player. So that terminated. So that's my saddest. So
yeah.
So the recent history. Yeah.
All right. Okay. So moving on now to your teammates. Who are some of the best teammates you played with?
Oh my
and,
God.
and if you can, the worst as well. Maybe you don't want to name the names, but you know, you can describe something that person have done and you have thought like, why, how, what is this guy doing, you know, that kind of things.
I go first, Evan.
Yeah.
Yeah, go.
This time you go first.
Okay. Okay. Best many, but crazy also many. But okay. This late Borhan. You know, late Borhan,
yes.
I was Sabah. Yep. So we were in a training tour in is it New Zealand, Eman? New Zealand,
yeah, New Zealand.
Or New Zealand. New Zealand. So out of a sudden, okay, he woke me up 3 a.m. in the morning. Okay, he woke me up 3 a.m. in the morning and he asked me for sparring, boxing with him.
Yeah,
I still remember. It's like you know when you just woke up, right? He pull you over. It's like, what the fish, man? So he just want me, kind of like to have boxing practice. So I think maybe he take the wrong medicine or thing.
Yeah, he did even ask Malik to do that.
Yeah,
so to
maybe
wait on the middle
maybe,
of the night, huh?
Man, I think the medicine give him hyper, no?
Yes, correct. That's what Malik told me. He asked Malik to wake up, asked him to throw the ball in his head.
I cannot forget. This one I cannot forget.
That's such an amusing story.
The best crazy roommate.
Yeah, he's one is a bit crazy, yeah.
So the worst one. Oh my God. I think maybe I tell everyone that later. So Barry Wibred. So we had a friendly or tournament man at Surabaya? Were you
there? It's a friendly. We played two or three games friendly.
Yeah. So we were on a tour, on a friendly tours. So we went to Surabaya. But the fans is
scary.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy, crazy, crazy,
yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, Indonesian fans are known as that.
Oh, crazy, crazy. Yeah, so that game, Tong Hai was recorded.
Okay.
So Tong Hai went off. So after a few minutes, I got recorded. I went off. I walked through to the dressing room. Then I heard someone shout from the dugout, from the stand, so someone shout so loud. This is what he shout. Me, Veera. That's how he shout. I was like, because two players, but because Tongai, he can't him because Tongai is a senior. So because for me, I'm a rookie, so that's the best chance for you to have me. So it's like, oh, everybody's like, what? That's the worst. Dear. I cannot, these two, I cannot forget.
Okay, yourself, Manon?
If you're talking about the
best
player that I played with for my local.
Yeah.
Actually got a few.
Yeah, can be local. Okay, name some local and foreign players that you, the best ones that you've played with.
Okay. I think we go for local first. I think I have one new player. I think maybe you know, Fahmi Abdullah.
Okay.
So he's one of the players. He's one of my best buddies. So when we come to games, I love to see him dribble, love to see him do some tricks, all these things on the plane. He's very skillful, but he's also funny. So when it comes to game, when he's in on form, he can actually beat everybody. But then when he eat too much and he's too heavy, then you can see the clumsiness on it. Then he'll every time scolded by the coach. So he's one of my best buddies, actually. Yeah. And then in terms of, let's say, talking about players that I always watch them play is Yaya Madon, Seth Farouk. They got amazing distribution skills. So the midfield, they can just pass the ball wherever they want. So it's like when you play against them, they are so smart. And you learn from them, you know. And you have to step inside the field and play against them. And then you can feel that, wow.
Then you really can amazing. Appreciate their greatness. Yeah.
Correct. And then as foreigners, I think Nico Demboje, the black guy, which is that one is really a beast.
He's like predator, man.
Yeah, he's really no nonsense, you know, when it comes to training, comes to game, and he's very tall, but his footwork, his skills are really very good.
Yeah.
And we got one Iranian midfielder, Majid, is it?
Yeah.
Played for World Cup in Iran. Whew, that one is so good. Classic. The way he passed the ball like Glenn Hoddle, always to your feet. Fantastic.
Glenn Hoddle. Wow. So, what a comparison with Glenn Hoddle.
Like his favorite player, Glenn Hoddle.
His passing is really good.
I thought so because he's a Spurs fan.
Yes, correct. So we got a goalkeeper called Talaji. Now he's a coach. He's also fantastic. He, as a goalkeeper, he really makes me feel very safe when he's at the back. Yeah.
Okay. That's an Iranian goalkeeper.
No, he is Yugoslav, is it?
Oh, okay.
I can't remember Yugoslav or something like that. Yeah.
All right. Correct. Okay, okay. Okay. And if you could name one, probably the worst teammate.
It's not worse, it's just that I find that when I was still very young, so anything happens, he will scold me. No matter what, regardless the ball is on the right or left hand side. I don't name the names, one of them.
When
we play in the national team, when we play in the national team, someone attack or whatever, then the ball goes out. He'll from the right hand side, he'll shout at me and tell me why I'm not marking, why I'm not this and that. Then it's like, the ball is on the right hand side, y'all lose the ball, why are you scolding me on the left hand side? So it's not the very first time. Every game, he will have things to say. So until I'm very numb already, and I went up to a senior player and asked him at the time. I said, why is he always shouting at me when that is not my problem? You know? So the senior ones were very experienced that just play your game and on. They are like that. They are finding things to score. So from then on, I'm very immune to him already. So but I don't talk to him much. He's in the national team at that time. So till now, no contact at all.
Okay. All right. So now moving on to present times. Okay, I know Veera, this one you don't want to speak too much about, but maybe you want to speak a bit positively on what's happening in Singapore football now.
I think my point maybe to have the right person. The right direction, the right mindset, the right target, and the right goal. So that's what
I appreciate. That's just summed it up. Manhon, yourself, What do you feel is going wrong with Singapore football today?
I did ask, I did, I was being asked at the time, maybe about 6-7 years ago. So the time they were declining already, you know. So I think from what I look at it is like, remember we have a field whereby we have more than 7 to 8 foreigners to play for Singapore, remember?
Yeah.
You know, so
naturalized
I think
players.
Suzuki Cup, right? Correct. So we have been using them in the national team for probably 3 to 6 years or 3 to 5 years. And I think because of that, and also, okay, let's say now we've got 11 boys in the team for the game. About 5 to 6 of them are foreigners, let's say. Because which is, you know, like pressure, they got ECMA, they got Grabovac, all these things. And then when it comes to the local, we only have 5. But this 5 is already aging in the sense that they're going to retire in another maybe 2 or 3 years. So once this group goes, the young boys like the Sharul Ishak or whatever, they step up, but it's not good enough. You know, you understand? We don't have how you call it, the flow coming into the national team to make them more matured. So when that period goes, that means that the foreigners, the senior boy goes, we struggle. We struggle big time. So I think until now we're struggling because of that period whereby we need to nurture players, but we did not.
How do you think Singapore can rectify this now? Or it will take a long time?
I think it's going to be a long time, but we have to keep faith in what we are doing now. But definitely, I think we have to change something. Not, we can't go on like that because we are really far way back to now. You know, in terms of in terms of international experience, exposure, we are really far away back. Maybe the standard now is like we're still catching up with Laos and Cambodia, which they improved tremendously. And I think during our time when we played in the SEA Games, you can ask Vera, we can just easily beat them 8-0, 6-0. Yeah. You know? But then everybody improved. So we need to step up. We need to tell ourselves we need to be realistic step by step. Then I think we can improve. But in the meantime, we're way behind them. Yeah.
Slowly but surely.
Look at the Malaysian. It surprised me when they played so well and they can pass the ball so well. You know? And last time, maybe 5 to 7 years ago, we are still on par with them, so-called. Maybe we can beat them or they can beat us. But now it's a bit tough to play against them. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah, correct. You mentioned about Malaysia. I think I always felt that Singapore always gave very strong opposition to Malaysia. So whenever Malaysia, Singapore play each other, no matter how Singapore is doing at that point, their form might not be good. I always felt, you know, Singapore would normally will turn up against Malaysia and will give us a tough time. But the last couple of meetings, the SEA Games one and then the Tiger Cup one, or rather AFF Cup, that one as well, you know, wasn't that much of a competition. So I'm a bit surprised by that. But being in the scene, I'm not really surprised. Like whatever observations you've had, I have the same kind of almost similar kind of observations that I see. You know, Singapore football is struggling at this point of time. Would you also say that if someone came up to you for advice, would you recommend football as a career? Manon, are you there? Are you frozen? Let's go, Veera. Let's go with you.
Career, if the money good,
Pardon?
If the money is good.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Now it's very very tough. Now it's very tough. So, I mean, to be professional and to stay longer. So it's a bit tough. So we know Singapore is basically is all more on academic.
Yeah.
So the support is not that strong enough. This is what I feel.
But when you were starting off as a footballer, do you feel that same way or Do you feel that it's more on academics and economics now than
No, different. My time every day I play football. Every day. Barefoot, play the basketball court. So but because of that, we learn many skills.
Yeah.
We learn
The
many
street
skills.
football then.
Ah
Yeah.
yeah, street football. Yeah. So we get to be, you know, we compete, we strong. So because those days we don't have any, okay, like in the team, in a team, we don't have like fitness trainer, we don't have
Yes.
nutrition, yeah. So but players still very fit because they want to play in the long term, right?
And
So
when you were a player, do you like watch your diet?
oh yeah, of course. Because like for me, if training like 5 o'clock, let's say training 5 o'clock, so four o'clock I'm already in the field. So 4 o'clock in the field, sometimes I do my strengthening, or sometimes I do my weaknesses. So that means if I cannot kick my left, I practice my left.
Okay.
So if I want to do free kick, I do. But in the game, make sure I take the free kick because I train free kick. So but now I notice players when training 5 o'clock, they come for 40 or 30. So it's
It's
different.
different.
Uh,
Yeah.
different. But you are professional. You don't have any job outside. If you're professional, you don't have any job outside. So at least make effort to go to do extra work to improve your ability in terms of, you know, technical part.
But on that note as well, you say that they are professionals and they don't have extra work. But do you think because of what they are earning from being a footballer, they need to do extra work?
Yeah,
That's why probably
maybe,
sometimes they're late.
Maybe, yeah, correct, yeah. So, but this one I cannot blame, right? If you get paid less, of course you need to work, you know, to pay your debts or whatever, you know. So, but it's individual. It's how you know how to save
how you
money,
manage your time and save money as well.
Yeah,
correct
correct,
manage your
correct.
Time that's true.
Sorry,
all right,
I cut off.
Manon,
So sorry.
Thanks a lot.
Yes.
Nice to have you back with us again. I was just asking Samavira, what would you recommend someone to embark on a career as a footballer today?
I think if you're talking about kids coming in and serious about playing football, I think we can actually give them a chance to really believe in what you want to do. It's like you want to be a doctor or whatever, you can actually try. But then, if seriously you want to be a footballer, they really have to train very hard. It's not just play for fun at the end of the day. They're not doing things that they should do to be a professional. So, like, let's say a boy comes and tells me you want to be a professional. So, we have the encouragement to do that. Yeah. Correct. So, yes, correct.
Yeah. And also, I would say that probably you would probably advise the person to not just aim to be the best in the country, but you should be looking beyond the country at this point, right? Becoming, you know, playing
now,
probably in Southeast Asia, one of the Southeast Asian leagues, Malaysia, maybe.
But I think now the opportunities have a lot of opportunity now to compared to our time. And now it's like at any time you can actually go for trials. That's what I say, it's always comes back down to whether you really want to do it or not. You just don't, if you are contented to just win the S League or national team, then so be it. But then if you have a very big ambition of playing overseas, all these things, I think we Singaporeans can actually do it. Yeah. Even if you're talking about going to Europe and have a trial or really go and believe that you have that dream, you can do it. Everybody can do it. Yes.
Okay. Vira, you want to add something?
I think if the players have the ability, you know, to pursue, right, as a football, as a career, then it's better because then you can see your standards where. So it's not, obviously it's the money wise, but if you got a chance to play in Europe or in Southeast Asia, then at least your standard is
it's higher.
Higher. Yeah.
Okay. And Veera, you're very much involved in the women's scene in Singapore, women's football. I think probably for Singapore, women's football is probably in a positive light right now. How do you see women's football growing in Singapore?
Well, I've been coaching the women's, 6 years? But I think better now compared to, I think, but like I said, in terms of technical ability, they still need to polish it, need to improve. And also, like the game situation, the intensity must be a little bit higher because why? Because when this player gets selected to represent the country, then at least they know how it feels to play a higher intensity.
And because, also physique, right?
Yeah, and also, yeah, obviously, physique. Physique and obviously the fitness-wise, fitness. Because now it's modern football, right? Modern football, it's all about speed, nothing else.
Yeah.
So, whether you can last the game, that's more important.
Yeah, true. But as you have said, it has improved.
Yeah, it is. Now because the young generation now taking up the sports, which is good. So at least we have a base now for this player. So because the senior because for women, right? So when they are age 35, they're already kind of like, almost the COE almost expired. So once expired, I have no chance for you to play. So now the most important is to groom this young talent and to keep them in a loop. It's like a progression.
Yeah. So that's like a conveyor belt of talent coming through.
Ah, yes, correct.
Okay, I get that point. Yeah. All right. So, gentlemen, thanks a lot for sharing your thoughts and memories. There have been many and there have been some really amusing ones. Thanks a lot for that. It's been a fun episode. So,
thanks for having us.
Thanks for inviting us.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure speaking to the two of you. I've watched you guys playing in 94. It wasn't easy. It wasn't easy, because my cousins are all, against me for supporting the Singapore team, and they were supporting any Malaysian. And then I'm the only one supporting Singapore, and it wasn't easy. But at the end I had the last laugh. But that's that, right? And it's always an honor to speak to members of the 1994 team, as he has been today. So. Thank you very much, and I hope you do support our podcast as well.
Thank you. Yeah, definitely. Yep. Definitely. And thanks for having us here, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome, and I hope to see you all in person someday soon.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure.
All right. Cheers. No problem. And good night.
Thank you.
See you, man.
Man on his pure dynamite. Navi the terror and the danger man. Steven Tan is the ace in the head. Always king of the earth.
When Sasuke plays, you bet.